USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border in May hit a new record high. The Republican minority on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is delivering a new report on the Biden administration's policies regarding illegal immigration. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he believes the current messaging is that people shouldn't come, but if they do, they can stay.
By the way, there's no compassion involved in this. There's nothing compassionate about luring people into a trip where rapists and murderers and the worst human beings on the planet get their clutches into them and abuse on them, on their children, on women traveling alone. It's a horrifying experience.
The heat is on for more than 55 million Americans. Daytime highs will be well above 100 degrees from California all the way to Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
New inflation numbers out are a cause of concern for many Americans.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Wednesday Americans paid dearly for essential goods in June as inflation kept its hold on a slowing U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of everyday goods and services related to the cost of living, soared to 9.1% from a year ago. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House Oversight Committee holds a hearing on abortion rights and access across the nation and the impact of the Supreme Court decision to return abortion regulation back to the states. Kentucky Republican Congressman and ranking member James Comer says Democrats are misdirecting from other policy issues.
The Dobbs decision did not outlaw abortion. Instead, it returned the issue to the states for the people to decide.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
President Biden is in Israel on his first stop of his trip to the Middle East. At the arrival ceremony, the president talks about how he believes peace can be forged between Israel and Palestinians.
We'll discuss my continued support, even though I know it's not in the near term, a two-state solution. That remains, in my view, the best way to ensure the future of equal measure of freedom, prosperity, and democracy for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
Ukraine's foreign minister is indicating there will be no more peace talks with Russia as the invasion continues. He told CNN there's really nothing to discuss. The minister said Ukraine aims to get back its territorial integrity and full sovereignty in the east and in the south of Ukraine. Fire crews are losing containment on the Washburn fire burning in California's Yosemite National Park. Containment dropped from 22 to 17% Wednesday morning. Fire officials blamed increased fire activity and warm weather for the setback. The blaze has so far burned over 3,700 acres. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling the flames. The Big 12 is open for business. That's what Commissioner Brett Yormark said at the start of the conference's media days. His remarks come as speculation has circulated about which teams could be joining the conference. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.